Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Marisa's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Really successful.
So you're not just saying J.J. McCarthy because I'm a Michigan guy,
but
you see what his talent is, and it's in the hands of Kevin O'Connell, and that is why you're saying what you're saying.
The theme of our segment, context matters.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, I was really enjoying that Rich Eisen interview with Seth Wickersham, some interesting stuff about Caleb Williams, how Caleb is excited, about Ben Johnson, of course. And then you get to the end of the interview, and Rich Eisen goes, all right, age 25 and under, what quarterback, with all that you've learned, Seth Wickersham is going to have the most success? And then Wickersham says, well, J.J. McCarthy, because of Kevin O'Connell. But that's supposed to be our storyline here in Chicago with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. And that's what we're going to talk about now. Let's get into that week one matchup. Can you believe that it is here? Sure, we're going to wait for Thursday night football and Friday football and Sunday, but Monday night, the Bears and the Vikings in week one. Guests join us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joining us now, Matthew Coller of Purple Insider, the author of Football is a Numbers Game. Matthew, it doesn't sound like Minnesota is real bent out of shape about Sam Darnold no longer being there.
Well, look, I think McCarthy's on track to win at least 7 Super Bowls, according
of course.
To Wickersham,
yeah.
Right? So, I think the biggest reason that they wouldn't be, because Sam Darnold was beloved by his teammates last year, had an incredible season, got along extremely well with Kevin O'Connell and maximized all of his talents, and it was a heck of a lot of fun to watch play because the guy has arm talent for days. But I think when you start to look around at the complete roster, and I noticed in that clip that you played that Seth said context matters, it certainly does. I mean, when you look at the best circumstance for any of the quarterbacks from the 2024 class, I would probably pick J.J. McCarthy. And the one of the reasons is because they moved on from Darnold and McCarthy is cheap. And the rookie quarterback contract advantage has just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger when, you know, Dak Prescott is making $60 million and Jordan Love's making $50 million. And I don't know what McCarthy's making this year, like 5? I mean, there's a big amount of spending that you can do, and you guys have done in Chicago as well, around those young quarterbacks. And it's, you know, Kevin O'Connell gets all the credit. He deserves a ton of it. There's also a guy who wears number 18 who's pretty important as well, the best wide receiver in the NFL. And they had the cap space to go get Adam Thielen, who they really needed with Jordan Addison suspended for the first couple of games. So, you know, I think they were able to load up on their defense. They were able to add Jordan Mason in the backfield. They were able to add two expensive offensive linemen up front. I mean, this is a ownership that really opened up its wallets, and they were only able to do so because they didn't franchise tag Sam Darnold for $41 million. I think if they had, we would probably be talking about, you know, a okay team that would be competitive, but could it really win the Super Bowl or compete for a Super Bowl? Probably it wouldn't have been strong enough with Darnold at quarterback, which is why, as you said, I think that everyone is happy with this overall plan with J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, Matthew, that's well said by you. And, you know, that's why it's great to be great early as a quarterback, because it may be the best roster that you have your entire career, even if you go through multiple windows of getting a chance to be great. That first one, because they're not paying you, they can pay everybody else. But then when they got to pay you, they can't pay everybody else as much money. Matthew, how has J.J. McCarthy's training camp been? What's the word coming out of Vikings camp?
Yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes you'll hear people in the coaching world say that development is not linear. You'll hear that from time to time. And I was thinking about that throughout training camp, where when they first started off, you had a couple of good practices. And of course, everybody lost their minds, you know, like, oh my gosh, he's going to be the best quarterback ever. And then he had a couple of bad practices, and then now he's going to be a bust. And we sort of went back and forth early on. But by the end of training camp, he looked like he was a franchise quarterback. And I don't mean that means he's going to win 11 Super Bowls. I just mean he looked like someone that you build your team around for a long period of time. They had joint practices with the New England Patriots, and in the second day, he was absolutely fantastic, completely under control of the offense. At one point, he completed 12 passes in a row, and they weren't dink and dunks. There was some downfield stuff. And I think that's the biggest thing for J.J. McCarthy, is when we talk about O'Connell and all the weapons, it really is if you do your job as the quarterback of this team, the receivers are going to make plays for you. The coach is going to draw up open wide receivers. You saw this in the two games against Chicago last year, what Kevin O'Connell can do in terms of schematically, where in the first game against Chicago, Justin Jefferson is taken out of it, but Jordan Addison goes off and TJ Hawkinson goes off. There's always going to be somebody there for you. And now they actually have a much better running game than I think they did last year. And I think as McCarthy went along during training camp, he started to realize that, like, that, you know, this offense is going to get receivers open for you, and those guys are going to make plays. And so him having a really good joint practice was as close as we can get to real information about J.J. McCarthy, because sometimes in training camp, they'll be doing a red zone drill for half the practice, and you're like, okay, what do I really take away from this? But they were playing mostly real football. And the same thing for the preseason game. I mean, I'm sure you guys talked about that with Caleb Williams lighting up Buffalo. It's like, do we really take something away from this?
Right.
When it's backups and it's vanilla defenses and all that. So that to me was a really good ending for training camp for J.J. McCarthy. Now, what the ceiling is, I don't know. I think I know better what the floor is, that he's going to be able to get out there and play and move the offense and have a chance to win games. And he's going to use his legs. I think he's got very good athleticism. He's got the arm strength to make all the throws. But can you take that team into the playoffs and go to Philly and win, or face a Rams team like they did last year and not melt down in those big moments? That we can only find out when they're really playing football.
We're joined by Matthew Coller of Purple Insider, also author of Football is a Numbers Game. Judson Richards along with you on 670 The Score on Labor Day. Matthew, I've had your book, Football is a Numbers Game, in my saved for later on Amazon for weeks now, so I'm going to buy that book. I've heard really good things about it. It's time to pull the trigger, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna buy that book. Matthew, what kind of game or how aggressive do you think they may ask J.J. McCarthy to be on Monday night? Will they try to play it really safe? We're kind of expecting the quick game for Caleb Williams. What do you think Kevin may do with McCarthy?
Well, first, I appreciate you pushing the buy button finally.
Yes.
On the book, but. You know, I'll give you a good example, because this is something we've talked about a lot. They invested a ton in improving the running game. It's been horrible for the last 3 years under Kevin O'Connell, and they finally said, all right, it's time to go get Ryan Kelly, Will Fries, Jordan Mason in the backfield. But, you know, I remember a Vikings and Bears game where Josh Dobbs was starting, and Dobbs, I think, had 3 interceptions in the game, and yet Kevin O'Connell still had him throw 35 passes. I mean, this is a former quarterback who, when his team, the Los Angeles Rams, won the Super Bowl when he was the offensive coordinator, I think Matthew Stafford threw for like 5,100 yards. Like this guy, even if it's Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, Sam Darnold, there is no playing it safe with him. There's no run and play action bootleg every once in a while. This is not like an old school Mike Shanahan or Gary Kubiak approach. This is gas pedal down all the time with Kevin O'Connell. Now, I think that last year there were times where he was overly aggressive and they let teams stay in the game, and the games that shouldn't have been close were because they couldn't just pound it down somebody's throat. But I think that he's still going to come out against this Bears defense, which to me is not one of the more terrifying defenses in the league. And he's going to have J.J. McCarthy throw the football. I mean, I think when we like have McCarthy in our heads, it's the guy who threw like seven passes in a win over Penn State for Michigan, or didn't have to do much in the national championship game. But as we've watched training camp, he's running the Kevin O'Connell offense. I mean, you think about last year, even the offense where Sam Darnold was pushing it all the time. I mean, that was an offense that was originally designed with J.J. McCarthy in mind, but then McCarthy got hurt and they, you know, had Sam Darnold run it. So I'm pretty skeptical of the idea that they're going to play it safe, but it might just depend on how the game goes. I mean, this defense is pretty darn nasty. And if we're talking about, you know, a 14-3 lead or something later in the game, yeah, I mean, that's what you got Jordan Mason from. So I think balanced is probably the best way to start it off. But if I know Kevin O'Connell over the last couple of years, that man is going to throw the football. There's no doubt about it.
Matthew, Ben Johnson went 5-1 against Brian Flores, although he's leading the Detroit Lions. Are Vikings fans confident about this game, or is there still perhaps some carryover with what Ben Johnson did in Detroit?
Now, I know that it's gone the Vikings' way at Soldier Field recently, but for a very long time, there were some crazy, wild upsets at Soldier Field. I tend to remember a Chad Hutchinson win there. There was a game where in 2016, the Vikings were so mad about the loss that Norv Turner quit after the game. Like, so Soldier Field has always been, like, Vikings fans get very nervous about Soldier Field just in general. But I think, you know, when it comes to like how they feel about this game overall, first of all, you got a great battle for the marquee, right? Like Caleb Williams versus J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
And Ben Johnson is a little scary to this group, because if you look at how Brian Flores' defense played against everybody else except for Detroit, they crushed most opponents over the last couple of years defensively. They beat the heck out of San Francisco. They beat the heck out of Houston last year. Yeah, they slowed down the Packers except for garbage time. And yet here was Detroit every time they faced them. And I think a big reason for that, though, was the offensive line. So this rebuilt offensive line for Chicago, is that going to be in the ballpark of how good it was in Detroit? Because that line was so intimidating.
So good.
The other part is, I think that Ben Johnson was in their heads when they signed Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen, because when the Vikings blitz, they usually do it from the linebacker position, and you end up with vacated areas in the middle of the field. And that was where Jared Goff was so good at seeing the field. And this goes for Caleb Williams, too. Is Caleb going to see the middle of the field? Because a lot of times that's where the blitzes are coming from. Last year when the Bears played the Vikings, I remember looking at the tape after the game and going, there was probably 10 plays that he left out there because he just didn't see crossing routes.
Right.
Keenan Allen wide open over the middle, he just didn't throw it. Is he going to be able to master that now with Ben Johnson? And it sounds like he's been, you know, really pushing quite hard for Caleb to get rid of that football and see some of these plays. So I think Ben does have some answers against Brian Flores' defense, but the Vikings want to blitz less. And then it's really up to Caleb Williams. Does he find those holes when they do?
Yeah, Matthew, I said it earlier in the show. There's you know, there's so much curiosity about how patient the Bears will be with Caleb Williams, with looking how kind of just intense Ben Johnson is and how badly that man wants to win. And I said it very simply. He cannot turn down open receivers. If he convinces Ben Johnson he can't see the field and he can't see his singles and can't take, you know, the quick read and the easy progression, then there's going to be a problem, as you just said. And there was at times a lot of Cole Kmet just kind of standing there wide open, and Caleb did not see him. Matthew Coller with us on 6-7 The Score with Purple Insider, getting a real good look at what the Bears are going to be looking at against the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Matthew, what's the health of Justin Jefferson?
Oh, he's fine. Yeah, he's fine. I mean, they called it a mild hamstring issue, and he sat out most of training camp. But I think that a big part of that was that they just didn't want to take any risk at all with Jefferson, and he also just doesn't need it. I mean, the guy is so good. As soon as you see him come back to practice, you're like, okay, yep, he's still Justin Jefferson. He missed all of training camp, I think, in 2021, and then had a historically good season. So I have no concerns whatsoever about Justin Jefferson starting the season.
That's unfortunate, Matthew. I was hoping you'd have a little bit more concern for us, because I have plenty of concern about the man asked to cover him in Jalen Johnson, but we'll wait to see how that plays out on Monday night. Finally, Matthew, what kind of game would behoove Minnesota? Would it be more of a higher scoring game, or kind of an uglier drag it out kind of game?
I think that the ugly drag it out kind of game is probably well built for J.J. McCarthy's history, and I'm not sure that it's well built for Caleb Williams. I mean, there was a lot of those that were there for the winning last year that were kind of, you know, grind fests that Caleb Williams couldn't pull off because he was taking too many sacks. And as you mentioned, not taking the singles and doubles. And I think if there's a superpower that McCarthy has, it is getting rid of the football and decision-making, that we just saw him time and time again make the right choices with the ball. And even though he wasn't perfectly accurate and there were some days better than others, you could see him in command of the offense, and he was very willing. And we saw this in 2-minute drives and things like that, to have an 11 play drive, if that's what it took, where it was a scramble, it was three underneath passes, and then, you know, one intermediate throw. And I think the Vikings actually want to test out what they've got for an offensive line. It should be, we're going to see about Christian Darrisaw. He was ramping up pretty well at the end of training camp. If he's good to go for week one, I mean, this is a really strong offensive line that's had a ton of investment. And then Jordan Mason is, to me, the complete game changer for the Vikings offense. Somebody who's not talked about a lot, but averaged over 5 yards a carry for San Francisco. Kind of reminds me as one of those big, giant, like old school pounding running backs. So I think that they wouldn't mind getting into that type of wear down the opponent. And I think the Vikings also are better built defensively for that as well.
Matthew, I'll leave us with a score prediction.
I'm going to go like 24-21 Vikings. I think it will be a close game. I think it will be a little bit grindy, but I think the Vikings have just a little more talent right now than Chicago does on the defensive side.
Matthew, really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for your time on Labor Day.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, good stuff. Matthew Caller there, a Purple Insider. Also, the book, I was not kidding, by the way. His book has been in my save for later for some time on Amazon. Football is a numbers game, so check that out as well. In transition with Esposito and Steve, I did joke, would you be willing to take a Bears loss week one if they lost like 44-40? If just was kind of like this offensive juggernaut, where if it was one of those games where it's like whoever has the ball last is probably going to win because no one on defense can stop anybody. Like, would you take a prolific offensive game with a loss versus like a 13-10 ugly win where neither team can really kind of figure it out on offense? Now, I would take the uglier game and I would take the win. Just put it out there. But I'd have to sit with it for a minute. I mean, don't forget, last year, the Bears scored 6 points for an accumulation of their opening drives over 17 games. Two field goals over 17 games with their first possession. So you're telling me that you wouldn't take a loss to watch Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams clicking immediately week one? But if you were to lose like that and allowing, let's say, 40 points for a defense that the Bears have the fourth most expensive defense in the entire NFL, that could spell disaster potentially for the rest of the season. You'd like to think if it's a knock them out, drag them out, ugly kind of offensive game, they'll get better week two, week three, week four, and continue on. Judson Richards with you on 6M of the Score. Hey, we're going to get to hear Pat and Ron today. How cool is that? Pat and Ron coming up at 3:05 with the Cubs and the Braves at Wrigley Field. Zach Zabin will take over at 2:30 with the Cubs pregame. So Cubs baseball coming your way on 6:07 of the Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If Caleb Williams doesn't play well, he's going to get the Anthony Richardson treatment.
Really?
Next year, they're going to bring someone in to compete with Caleb Williams for the starting job. When I listen to Ben Johnson doesn't sound like a patient man. Ben Johnson sounds like a man who understands offense, who understands what good offense looks like, and who understands quarterback play.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And that was Ryan Clark on ESPN. Judson Richards along with you all the way until 2:30 before Zach Zimmon takes over for the Cubs pregame show. And you know what? I've got to say, I know that there was a lot of reaction to that, but I don't think I disagree with Ryan Clark. I know there was a lot of pushback because if you look at Anthony Richardson and what he did versus what Caleb Williams did rookie year, yeah, it's drastically different. But the Anthony Richardson treatment virtually is bringing in a veteran to compete against you. So are we convinced that if things don't go great for Caleb Williams, that Ben Johnson wouldn't say, hey, let's find a veteran out there, maybe someone like a Jared Goff who's been around, or someone like a Sam Darnold or a Baker Mayfield? The problem with the NFL right now is the retreads are like having a comeback. You know, it's like those jeans you haven't thought about in 7 years. It's like, no, wait a minute. I just saw so-and-so wearing those down the street and they look good. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that should be a concern. But could there be some impatience after a rocky year? Yeah, I think he's right. But I think there's something we're forgetting about Caleb Williams, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I thought Kyle Long is really, really good in the media world. He was great last week on The Score with Grody and Wiederer, and there's something he said about Caleb Williams that I don't think we talk about enough. We will get to that in just a moment. Guys, we're going to call this breaking news, right? Yeah, we're going to call this some breaking news?
I think so. I think it warrants it.
Breaking news on The Score, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This from Adam Schefter 11 minutes ago. Packers linebacker Michael Parsons has been dealing with an L4, L5 facet joint sprain in his back, and he may take an epidural injection prior to Sunday's game versus the Lions if needed to help him play, per sources. Schefter goes on to say, before trading Parsons last week, the Cowboys prescribed him a 5-day plan of an anti-inflammatory steroid, a pre-disnote. Now, I was not told I need to be a doctor to read all of this. It says to help him recover from back tightness. They also had him on a physical therapy program. Parsons has been practicing this week, and he's trying to play in Sunday's opener versus the Lions, though one source said it still is uncertain if he will. I think this is the absurd part of the show where I say, I also have a bad L4, L5. You know what that radio host is like? I've also had that injury. And it's like, well, dude, you'd have to play on an NFL field, all right? I've had a bad L4, L5. I've had an epidural injection when I was a baseball player. And I'll be honest, it made it feel a lot better. I also just swung a bat and did not have to slam my body into anybody else at full speed. And by the way, Michael Parsons' full speed is a lot different than you or my full speed. But it sounds like they got a lemon, right? Am I the only one who's just like, oh, so it turns out Jerry Jones was the smartest one in the room, and the Packers just got a lemon. Ha, 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 ha. No, I don't.
I hope so.
If there's ever anything that you don't want to run into as a professional athlete, it's a bad disc, L4, L5, or anything back-related. When I went to physical therapy for my bad L4, L5, the physical therapist said something I never forgot. He said, if God could do a recall, it would be the spine of the back, which seems to be an area that just sooner or later, more often than not, a lot of people run into. But that is the news. Again, Adam Schefter saying Michael Parsons dealing with an L4, L5 facet joint sprain in his back, may take an epidural injection prior to Sunday's game versus the Lions if needed to help him play. So there you go. Lemon. No, I don't think so. Back to Kyle Long. Before we get to Kyle Long and something that he said about Caleb Williams that I thought we've missed the boat, or we've kind of forgotten some things as of last year, let's hear from what Kyle Long had to say about what he makes of Ben Johnson so far, of what he's seen.
If you're going to buy a vehicle, you look at a minivan because it has room for your family. You look at the Lamborghini because it goes fast. You look at the Raptor because, you know, for reasons that whatever you come up with. Same thing with these coaches. We got Mark Trestman because we were trying to figure out how to optimize the freakishly talented group that we had in the offensive huddle. And when we showed ourselves that we could put up 35, 31 points every week, seemingly, in that 4-game winning streak, I believe it was my rookie year, to start the season, people were bought in. But then obviously, defensively, some things happened. There was some infighting that was widely publicized. And then you get John Fox. And the thing that was cool about John Fox was his experience, his tenure, his demeanor. The guy was such a player's coach. Like, he made me laugh so hard every single day, and I would have gone and played for that guy any Sunday. And then we had Nagy, and Nagy was a rare combination of the John Fox player coach, the Mark Trestman, we have answers for all pressures and we will get guys open. And I'm kind of getting the vibe that Ben Johnson might have all of that and then a little bit more. And it's exciting. I've heard a lot of head coaches, as you alluded to, Dan.
Yes.
So listening to Ben is nice. He's honest, and so are his staff members.
That was Kyle Long. I thought the entire interview was great. They did quite a bit of revisiting in 2018 and talked a lot about this current Bears team. You can find it on the Odyssey app. Kyle Long was on the station last Friday. So the thing about Ben is one of the things I've enjoyed the most about him is not just the honesty as well, but the way he has applied his plan, right? Every head coach has somewhat of a plan. They have a rough outline, and then there are those that seem to really have a clear idea how to execute it. And Ben came in with a very clear plan of a culture change. How do you do that in the game of football? According to Ben, it's toughness. It is just outright physicality. Now, in this day and age of the CBA and the less practicing that these guys do because of, what they thought was safer for them, better for their bodies and for their brains, sometimes asking a lot of them, you can get pushback. But the way that Ben Johnson has been able to intensify the practices and ask for physicality and the players responding to it says very, very much of what they think of him. Now, you are at the very, very early stages. How do they feel about him year two, year three, year four, year five? It can be very different if things do not go well as much as in year one. More from Kyle Long. He was asked, what would he lean or what sort of mindset would he like Caleb Williams to have heading into this season?
Don't put any limits on yourself, because when I watched him in college, I saw a guy with limitless ability. And there's only a handful of these guys in the league that aren't physical outliers that have that ability that's so special. Really the X-Men type powers. I'm not talking about Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, because right. Those are just superhumans. Caleb has the ability, like Rodgers, Favre had it, just to make things happen. And he's got arm talent, and that always helps. I would just urge him not to put any limits on himself, like throw all the expectations out the window and just continue to get better, because the sky truly is the limit. The marriage between him and Ben Johnson is awesome. It's everything you could dream of as a Bears fan. I can't imagine how the city would respond if this team comes to fruition and is a championship team here in the coming years. It's going to be really special. And I'm glad I've been in support of it since the beginning. And I'll be honest, if they go out there again and he takes 60 sacks and he throws 63%, I'm going to, I'll be honest throughout. But what I saw from the Rook was toughness in the face of regime change, in the face of adversity. There were different guys out there protecting him. And he never threw his teammates under the bus. He got his ass off the turf every time, and he went to work. And I respect that.
Kyle Long, not only giving great insight on Caleb Williams, offering great life advice as well, right? Just don't put limits on yourself. Don't put limitations on what you can accomplish. And the very end of that soundbite is something that I think I needed a reminder of, and perhaps you did as well. One of the reasons why I still am convinced that Caleb Williams can be exactly what we wanted him to be on draft day last year is not just because of the X's and O's and the athleticism and the arm strength, but because of the man, right? Because of the man that we watched last year. If you were to ask me, would you take Jaden Daniels today over Caleb Williams? The answer today, I would still say no. I would still say no. Now, one, I haven't forgotten what a lot of people have forgotten. I watched the passing game coordinator become the offensive coordinator to then be becoming the head coach. Okay? And Cliff Kingsbury obviously was ready to do some very, very good things. Cliff had a plan. Cliff has had success in Division I with Patrick Mahomes. Cliff has been a head coach in the NFL. If anything, the Bears should have hired that man. But back to the point, I would still go with Caleb Williams today. I think a lot of other people would feel differently about that. One of the reasons is the skill set, is the arm strength. I certainly recognize that he has some serious shortcomings, and that is holding onto the ball too long. And if you want to weigh in on any of this, we'll get to the phone calls in just a moment. 312-644-6767. He does hold on to the ball too long. He is going to need to speed up his play. He is going to need to recognize open receivers faster. It's that simple. But with what Kyle Long just said is why I felt great about him last year, even when they were at their absolute worst. Anthony Richardson tapped out and took himself out of a game because he was winded. Caleb Williams got absolutely demolished last year. Number of times it was his fault, I recognize it. But there wasn't one time he looked for an exit. There wasn't one single time where Caleb Williams looked like he did not want to be in the game. There wasn't one time where he didn't step to podium and take ownership and direct you and be direct of what was going on, and even at times do a really better job than some veterans of handling himself at the podium. But most importantly, when you see a guy get up over and over and over and over like he did, you're just a believer in him. Now, why, besides just toughness? Because if someone isn't willing to quit, then he's willing to keep trying. And if you're willing to keep trying, then there's always a breakthrough that can happen.
Absolutely. The Bears.
That guy. Can you give me the last, 10 seconds of that from Kyle Long, just so we can play that one more time? Like, Kyle knows what it's like to be in the thick of it in the huddle, and probably, as a monstrous of a man he is, probably get handled at times. And so when you've been in that situation, I think it's a lot easier for you to recognize when someone has what it takes to live in that world. Can you live in that world? And what I saw from Caleb, especially week two against the Houston Texans, when they gave themselves a chance to win it in the very end, after four quarters of Caleb just getting his head ripped off, and he kept going and kept going and kept going, it just makes you say, if you're going to work that hard, you're going to break through. Here's what Kyle said.
I'll be honest throughout, but what I saw from the Rook was toughness in the face of regime change, in the face of adversity. There were different guys out there protecting him, and he never threw his teammates under the bus. He got his ass off the turf every time, and he went to work, and I respect that.
You've been around the block when you call a guy a Rook. Like, the way that Kyle said the Rook, it's like, oh, you've been in a lot of locker rooms. The Rook. 312-644-6767. Earl has been patient in Cicero with us. Hey, Earl, what's going on?
Hey, going on, guys. Great show.
Thanks,
Earl.
Everyone,
all this hype, we're worried about Johnson and Williams. Williams beat the Packers. Something Bears quarterback has, the last three Bears quarterbacks weren't able to do. Now he's got a head coach with an offensive mind. I'm not going to be worried about the Bears offensively. I'm worried about the defense. I think there's going to be more games the Bears score 40 points and give up 42. There's no pass rush. That's going to be our Achilles heel. I do think the Bears will win the first game because J.J. McCarthy's a total rookie. The Bears will squeak out a win, but I think we'll be lucky to win 7 this year, and it will be all on the defense.
Earl, thanks for the phone call. You know, what's interesting is I agreed with a lot of what you said, and then you just kind of said, well, I expect them to win on Monday night against the Minnesota Vikings. And it's not that I expect J.J. McCarthy to be a world beater. I think a lot of what the Minnesota Vikings have done under Kevin O'Connell. I mean, Kevin's been there for 3 years, right? He has won 13 games 3 years ago. He won 14 games last year. That is a fierce, fierce defense. And I still have some question marks about the offensive line, mainly the left tackle. The interior offensive line, love it. I totally get what they did. Are you confident enough off the edges with Darnell Wright, Braxton Jones? Are you confident that they can actually put together a great offensive plan with how good the Vikings defense is and with what Brian Flores is going to throw at the Bears? That's my biggest question mark. Question marks about the pass rush, Earl? Completely agree. There's some legitimate concern there. As Ben Johnson attempts to turn this thing around, he's turning around a yacht. He's not turning around a jet ski. The Bears have one winning season in their last 12 years. They were the worst offense in football from week 8 on last year. DeAndre Swift, if you just break down rush by rush, attempt by attempt, he really had the worst numbers in the entire NFL. The guy that is now your lead back. Not all on DeAndre, but it tells you about their running game last year. So from quarterback play to running the football to as an organization as a whole, he ain't flipping the jet ski. Can I use a jet ski reference on the last day? Really, it feels like of summer. September 1st, it feels like it's the last day you can use a good Kenny Powers jet ski reference, right? Like, you know when you're out there on the lake and you spin that thing, like, you know, if you go full bore in the jet ski and then you just spin it, does it do the nose dive or does it? I think the nose goes down, right? Sean, you're a big jet ski guy. The nose goes down and then it pops back up and you're heading in the other direction.
Yeah, all the time. That's yeah. How they make a sweet pivot on that jet ski, right?
I think probably down in the parking lot right now, Sean's pulling a jet ski. Right? He's got the jet ski loaded up for one last run. But you're going full bore, and you're like, I want to go the other direction. And you just spin it, and it sinks, and then boom, and you're off and going. Well, that's not what Ben Johns is attempting to do, all right? That's not it. He's got me, me. You got to slowly turn. You got to turn, you know. I mean, you remember what happened last year. Do you remember what happened the year before that? Do what happened the year before that? And then the year before that, maybe 2018 was good, but then right back to all of that, okay? So it's a slow turn. Maybe I'll be shocked. Maybe he's that good. But Ben's still learning some things. Do they get a win Monday night? Listen, I proclaimed they would about a month ago on the score, so I'm sticking with it. Do I doubt myself? Absolutely. I do think it's going to be a really, really good football game. Could the Bears come out on top? Sure. I'm not ready to go, wow, it's J.J. McCarthy. You're going to get blown out. I just think too much of what the Vikings have done under Kevin O'Connell. Have you seen the poll question? Who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? Also, Bruce Levine will join us coming up at 2 o'clock. We'll talk some Cubs with him. That's coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's good. Everything is positive. So I have taken decision, you know, have the couple team. They want me, but, you know, I'm taking here for a couple things. Like, energy is great. We have great player, fans, city, and I know the money, great concert. So I'm excited, happy, me and my family. So, and see what happens.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, that was Carlos Santana, who formerly of the Cleveland Guardians was let go. The Cubs have picked him up, so he says he is happy. Happy to be here. Carlos, 39 years old. 39 and 146 days old. 11 home runs. Played a number of games. 396 at-bats this season. He does only have an 81 ops plus. League average is 100.
Do you know he won his first Gold Glove last year?
He must exercise.
Right. Like, he, to stay that's limber. A former catcher.
Yeah, to stay limber, move around. Judson Richards back here with you on 6-7 The Score. Zach Zimmer will take over 2:30, by the way. Pat and Ron will have a call of the Cubs and the Braves coming your way at 3:05. Our poll question today, who has more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? It's a runaway for Craig Counsell as of now. Almost 600 votes. 69.5% of you say Craig Counsell over Ben Johnson. And the Cubs with a 99.7% chance of getting into the playoffs. Sean brought up an interesting point about, because we were discussing, well, what would be considered a good season for the Cubs? And I said, you got to win the wild card round. You got to get in the playoffs. You got to win a wild card round. How differently would we put on the pressure and expectations if Jed Hoyer had been really, really aggressive at the trade deadline? Like, if they went and got what would be considered a frontline starter, although there weren't a lot available, or let's say that they went and got Eugenio Suarez, who I don't think has been very good at all, and Matt Shaw has been much better. But if it was a much more aggressive trade deadline, I think we would put different pressure on the team or different expectations. But it's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we've lessened our expectations because of how little Jed Hoyer decided to do at the trade deadline. Speaking of Jed, he did address the media today. Here he is on two moves that they've made, Carlos Santana and Aaron Civale.
Well, you know, Santana was a guy that we talked about at the deadline. Obviously, didn't get a deal done then, but this made sense. I think we've had some struggles against left-handed pitching. He's a switch hitter. He's a really good defensive first baseman. This kind of gives us a veteran bat off the bench, and it's easier to carry that when you have the extra guy. And then from a pitching standpoint, not a lot of pitching went on the waiver wire in August, but, you know, Civale is a guy that we had talked about at the deadline also. He was having a solid year as a starter there and pitching well, and this made sense to add the innings as we sort of get into this period. I do think that I think we're in good position, but I also feel like this adding innings is always valuable when you know you're getting into this position where guys have a tendency to get tired, and you may want to give guys a little bit of rest.
Yeah, the Cubs feel tired, or they feel at 500, right? I just looked, and someone checked me on this, but I believe they played 40 games since the All-Star break, and they're 20-20. So they're a 500 baseball team. And I know that, you know, one of the things that was uttered a lot at the All-Star break, hey, if they play 500 baseball, they're going to make the playoffs. Or, hey, if they play 500 baseball, they can still get to 90 wins. Well, they're doing that. And that sentence isn't wishing for it to happen. So let's ask our insider, Bruce Levine, coming up. Not only how would he describe the way the Cubs are playing heading into September, but what should be some of the Cubs' goals with 25 games left to go? Judson Richards with you on Labor Day on 6-7 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.